You're listening to SBS News.
Expectations were high for what Treasurer Jim Chalmers' first budget would say about the issues the Labor government has spent months talking about: education, aged care, skill shortages, and inflation. The immediate reaction to what the budget had to say on those matters has been mostly positive. Karina Haythorpe from the Australian Education Union has praised what she's called a significant investment in TAFE and public schools, which it's hoped will go some way to alleviating skill shortages.
Australia is beset by a workforce crisis, and the strategies and funding that's been provided tonight will help alleviate that crisis. We welcome the investment in capital infrastructure. Our public schools deserve to be high-quality places of learning for all of our students.
Andrew McKellar from the Australian Chamber of Commerce sees the budget as a modest and practical document which goes in the right direction for the business community.
There are a lot of things to like in tonight's budget. I think one of those is that it begins to address the most pressing challenges that face the Australian economy and face the Australian business community. In particular, it takes practical measures and practical steps towards beginning to seriously address the nation's labour and skills crisis.
Ian Yates from not-for-profit group COTA is convinced of the budget's importance for older Australians.
This budget builds on the implementation of the Royal Commission, many of the Royal Commission recommendations from the previous government, but as was made clear in the now Prime Minister's budget reply speech and the election campaign, they have gone further in terms of their commitments about 24/7 nursing, extra care hours, extra transparency of providers, and a range of other measures.
And PwC's chief economist Amy Oster says the budget is a good and strong one, which recognises the challenges driving the current inflationary pressures.
It's working with what the Reserve Bank is trying to do, not against it. So it has avoided the mistake that we saw happen in the UK. And it has taken the first steps in addressing the underlying structural issues that are making the underlying structural issues that are starting to cause and drive some of this inflation, namely energy, housing, and the labour market.
But the praise has not been universal. The concern for Joe Briskey from the United Workers Union is for accountability in residential aged care. She says providers must answer for the extra money they'll receive. Greens leader Adam Band says the budget should have lifted the rate of welfare and stopped spending on fossil fuel projects.
Instead of spending $250 billion on tax cuts for politicians, billionaires and the very wealthy, this budget should have spent that money on free childcare, getting dental and mental health into Medicare, and lifting incomes for people who are doing it toughest.
For Tim Costello, who is representing aid organisations such as Caritas and World Vision, the budget doesn't go far enough to satisfy Australia's moral responsibility for those in deepest poverty.
Now, $150 million is really small change, and it literally will save lives of women and children in the Horn of Africa. There's been a commitment only of $15 million. It's not our fair share.
Meanwhile, the CEO of the Australian industry group, Innes Willox, has described the budget as a document that treads water at a time of crucial domestic and global challenges, namely inflation, rising energy prices and falling household consumption. He says it's not ambitious enough and is simply a placeholder budget for when the real work starts next May.
We face real structural problems in our economy, and the risk here is that the budget does little more than tinker at the edges of those challenges. There's much more that could and should have been done.
Deborah Grawke, SBS News.